It's 97.9 The Box. You are tuned in to Access Houston. And today I have a guest in the studio. I have the lovely Martha Kinnerson. Now, she is the Vice President of Marketing for the Mayor Group Community Care Center here in Houston, but also the author of the book Choices. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, JJ.
I am so glad that you are here. Now, people don't know, of course, that you and I, we had lunch a couple of weeks ago. Hanging out at P.F. Chang's. Mm-hmm. We had such a good talk. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
I mean, you're like my cousin now. After that talk, he became my cousin. But we were talking about your book. First off, you know, let's talk about why you decided to write the book and then what the book is about.
All right. I will tell you, I have four daughters from 25 to 10.
Wow.
And, you know, when you're a mother of young women, you want to make sure that you protect them as in any way possible. And I had been holding a secret for a very long time. And I finally decided, for a lot of reasons, that it was time to share it, because I knew that I didn't want my children to experience some of the things that I did because of some bad mistakes and bad choices that I ultimately made.
Yeah.
So I knew it was time to kind of have some tough conversations. And so once I did, the response that I got was amazing, and the support that I got. So I finally decided, you know what, I need to really share this. I need to get this off my chest. And if I can help just one other young woman from having to go through what I went through, then I've done my job.
Man, so. Now this book is so deep. We actually, just during the conversation about this book, found that we have a lot in common.
Yes.
And some of our experiences do kind of overlap too. Well, give us an idea of what the book is about.
All right. Choices takes you through the steps of a young woman who is beautiful. She's young. She's driven. She doesn't make stupid mistakes. From a great family.
Yeah.
But she does what a lot of us do when we go off to school. Sometimes we meet and we fall in love, madly in love, and we lose our mind a little bit.
Yes, we do.
And but unfortunately, love doesn't always work out the way we want it to.
Yeah.
And instead of dealing with the pain of that loss, she tried to hide it. She tried to mask it by doing things that are out of character. And because of that, she ends up in a situation where the worst possible thing that you can imagine that could happen to her actually happens. Mm. And because of that, she ends up having to make some really life-altering decisions along the way. And now the book itself, it follows this path. You see her fall in love. You see her go through all those wonderful emotions, but you also see the pain that she deals with, that affects her when she loses this love.
Yeah.
As well as what she does instead of doing what we should do. You know how we as women, we like to take care of everybody else, but we don't take care of ourselves.
Oh,
we hide from stuff. We do all that crazy stuff. And you see all of that. You experience it, because I wrote it in the first person because I want women just in general to enjoy and to go through all of these different steps.
Yeah.
And you see this horrific thing that happens to her and how she ultimately starts to turn her life around and survives it.
I think that this book is pretty awesome, and I think that this story will probably relate to a lot of people. You don't know until you pick it up and you start going through it, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute, this is me, or you'll see different parts of yourself in there.
Yes.
I think, too, something that I saw was like the finding yourself, like finding your identity. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, a lot of women or young ladies have gone off to college now, and you know, we think we know ourselves.
We think we know ourselves.
But it actually takes different experiences to happen before you can really find who you are.
It does. And sometimes those are life altering choices
that
you end up having to make, and some are good and some are not so good.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, even if you have a bad situation happen to you, that you can't get through it.
Yeah.
Some things happen to you, you can never get over, but you can always get through it. Sometimes it requires you seeking out some help, whether it's a friend, a clergy, or even professional help, whatever it is, you have to deal with it. Because my whole purpose behind this is for women, young women in particular, to say, you know, wait a minute, this is painful. I don't want to deal with it, but I have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, it will manifest itself. And the next thing you know, I'm doing some really crazy stuff. I could be, I'm waking up in bed with a couple that I barely know.
Yes.
And you're going, what happened?
Like, wait a minute here.
What am I doing?
And I think that's something that's a very good point, too, is, you know, we think that we're dealing with things the way that we deal with them, but you don't even realize how you're acting out.
Yes.
Until it's too late, like something happens, yes, and you're like, oh, wait, this is what I've been doing for the last couple of years. Like, yes, I had no idea, like, that, yes, I'm making myself, or I'm putting myself in a worse situation than it was if I had just dealt with it. Now, something that you and I had talked about, I hope it's okay for us to discuss this, is we talked about therapy.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and we talked about, and I just had this conversation. I was on Twitter just the other day. And I was telling people how I started this support group for people who are grieving. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to go to a support group, sit there, and these people feel like I'm in like a AA meeting, yeah, or something. But my therapist, she told me, she said, I think it's necessary for you to, you know, have this kind of contact. My therapist is back in Indiana, so I talk to her by phone or by Skype. But she's like, you need to have that contact with, yes, somebody, and you need to sit down and hear from them and share with them. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna go. And I went, and I enjoyed it. It was sad. It was sad, but yep, I felt relieved.
You know what? And therapy really gets a bad rap, especially from our community.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a tendency, and don't get me wrong, because I am a Christian woman.
Yes.
We want to pray about everything. And yes, we should.
And we should.
And you, yes, absolutely should. However, God put therapists down here for a reason, yes, in my opinion.
Yes.
And it, you know, it really is a cleansing process.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a little bit more than just the talking aspect.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need meds or whatever it takes. You can't, but you can't have that stigma. You know, think about, oh my gosh, I'm in therapy, or I'm seeing a psychiatrist, or whatever, yeah, the case may be. Because the reality is, you're trying to get healthy or healthier.
Yes. Yes.
So the reality is, you do what you have to do.
Yeah.
And you're right. Sometimes it does feel kind of weird when you first start that process. And,
yeah,
you know, you're like, well, my story is different. And I mean, imagine as a young woman having to sit in a group of other folk and say, yeah, I got myself in this situation and I ended up and I'm with this couple and it's a sexual type situation. And, you know, and oh my God, you know, I'm trying not to give too much away.
Yes. Y'all hear what she's saying though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, but this happens,
yeah,
and then you have to share this because you're going through a lot when you're dealing with a situation,
oh,
like,
yeah,
that. The shame of it alone.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell anyone. You want to bury it. You want to pretend it doesn't happen or it didn't happen, and you can't.
Yeah.
You absolutely can't do that. So, yeah, you do it. You,
yeah,
have to do what you have to do in order to be
healthy. I'm glad, too, that you said that, you know, you felt the desire to do this, too, for your daughters.
Yes.
So, after the book was completed, did your daughters read the book?
My oldest did, of course, the 25-year-old. The,
okay,
17-year-old, she struggles with it because she actually knows the entire story.
Yeah.
But to see it in writing is very difficult. The other two know the story, but they haven't read it because they're younger.
They're
13,
yeah,
and they're 10. But they know what happened to me. So,
yeah,
but they're not at the point where they can read it just yet.
Right. Oh, yeah, so, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now, what did your oldest daughter think about it?
You know, it was interesting. Her initial response was shock.
Yeah.
Because, again, she knows the backstory to it, and without giving away too much how it affects her on a personal level, she didn't really struggle because her view was, Mom, this happens all the time, and it happens in some situations where people don't even think of it as a mistake because how do I say this without saying it? That they made a mistake, basically, and they want to blame themselves for certain situations.
Right.
So she felt proud that I'm actually willing to put myself out there after so many years and keeping this such a dark secret for so long. So, yeah, it was actually, and it was really cool to hear her say bravo and to get on and tweet and Facebook all her friends and say, oh my God, you got to read this. And
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm proud of
you
too. That
Thank
is
you.
Awesome. I can't, I can't wait for other people to check this out. Now, Martha was nice enough to give us 5 books here. So this is what I'm going to do. You have a free download for the ebook. This is really cool. I haven't seen any of these before. I think this is so cool. So what I'm going to do is the first 5 people that tweet me at JJ on the MIC say you want the Choices book, then I'm going to hook you guys up with this book.
Awesome.
Okay. And do you have a website where people
yes.
can go to
yes.
check it out?
Mm-hmm. MarthaKenderson.com. And I'm everywhere. You can get the book online, whether it's Amazon or in Barnes & Noble. You can go into the Barnes & Noble stores and actually pick them up. I think they've been ordering them. But, Yeah, it's everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. I'm so pleased with the reviews and the support that everyone's been giving me. I thank you very, very much. And it's really important because for every book I sell, whether it's an ebook or a hard copy, I'm giving a dollar to RAIN. RAIN is really important. Hmm. The organization is the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network.
Wow.
And years ago, there weren't a lot of organizations like that that allowed you to seek some help in the privacy of your own home before you had to put yourself through, and I'll just be honest, the torture of having to relive certain things.
Yeah.
So having an organization out there is so important. So I wanted to, that's my way of giving back.
Nice.
So, anyway.
That's very nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is awesome. Make sure you check out her website, Martha Kennerson, that's KennerSon.com, so that you can get more details on the book. But trust me, you're going to want to pick up this book. And are you from Houston?
Yes, I am. I'm actually a Houstonian. I'm an Army brat, so I've traveled all over.
Okay.
I live in League City now. So
oh, nice.
Houston is always home. It's always going to be home. And, you know, this is the one place I really want to make sure my message gets out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want everybody in the world to get it.
Yes, we still want to get to Oprah now. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, Houston is home. Always has been, always will be.
Awesome. All right. So we got to support our H-Town native right here. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, girlfriend.
I appreciate you. I love you, love you, love you.
You're amazing. Thank you. All right. Choices. You got to get this novel, guys. It's 97.9 The Box.